The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshawn Blyden.
Today is Monday. Today is Monday. Monday string beans. All you hungry children, come and eat it up.
So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Welcome, welcome to Political Bombshell. I'm your host, Rayshawn Blyden. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshell.cf. Today, we're going to be talking about vacations. What do you do when you go on vacation? Do you even take a vacation? Would you know what to do with yourself on vacation? Where would you go? Would you go far away or to a tropical island? Would you go on a cruise? What would you do? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But let's start with some news. Some news of the day. A 2,000-pound bull escapes vet to avoid circumcision. Don't laugh at the poor bull. You know you would have done the same thing if you were the bull. Don't front. Okay, let's see what you have here. It says here, veterinarian clinic DVM Joe Roundy told Fox 13 the bull underwent circumcision because it was suffering reoccurring infections. It was just an ordinary day at the tool veterinary clinic, that is, until it turned into Tool's version of the running bull. Bulls don't like to be messed with, Joe Roundy said. Roundy was supposed to perform a quick 45-minute procedure. We'd been fighting him, got him all ticked off because he didn't want to go into the squeeze chute, referring to the area they lead bulls in order to perform minimal standing procedures. But this bull must have known what it was in for. The bull actually came into become circumcised. He must have sensed it. Why else would he jump 6-foot fence? He jumped a 6-foot fence. Imagine a 2,000 pound of beef flying through the air. The perimeter gates were open. He came right at me and just kept going and ended up at Walmart. Wow. But the bull's Main Street joy run didn't last long. We went over to Walmart and had a tranquilizer gun. By then, he had 40 to 50 people there and all the cops, Roundy said. I walked within 10 yards, shot him with a tranquilizer gun, and called the cowboys to bring their horses to come rope this bull. Despite its escape act, the bull still underwent the procedure. Poor bull. I feel so bad for the bull. It's just not right. The poor bull. It's not funny. Okay, so let's see what else we have here in the news. Biden demands stepped up attacks. I don't care about you, old man. black governor nominees become stars in bid for history. Six gay candidates running in Connecticut. Let's see what my former liberal state is doing now. Okay. Yep, he looks a bit gay here. I could see the picture. In this Tuesday, August 28, 2018, file photo. I don't care about the photo. It was a scene that could have been backstage at a rock concert. Camera flashes, fans glamoring for autographs, scolding, bodyguards, reporters hungry for a scoop. But the center of this attention wasn't Beyonce or the Rolling Stones. It was three black gubernatorial candidates who stood side by side in a throng of admirers, soaking it all up. If elected, Stacey Abrams of Georgia, Ben Jealous of Maryland, and Andrew Gilliam of Florida would give America its largest number of black governors ever. Why is everything always about race? Who cares? That historic possibility was not lost on them or the black voters who hope to make that history happen. Again, why do you have to vote for someone because of skin color? Are the black voters voting for them because they're black, or are they voting for them because they agree with their politics? Rhetorical, don't answer. I know the question. This is why Barack Insane Obama got elected, because black people lined up just because he was black, and someone tried to tell me I have to vote for him because he was black. Whew. Okay. This moment and the significance of it won't seep in for some time now. You know what I think of the story? Click, click. I am done with that story. No more, I say. No more. Okay, moving right along. A Border Patrol agent arrested in suspected serial killings. Who was he killing? You know, killing is wrong. Even if he was killing illegals, I can't glorify that. But let's see. This was in a Houston AP story. AUS Border Patrol supervisor was jailed Sunday on $2.5 million bond in Texas, accused of killing at least four women and injuring a fifth who managed to escape. Juan David Ortiz, 35, was in custody in Laredo on four counts of murder, along with charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and unlawful restraint, Webb County jail records showed. Ortiz was arrested a day earlier after being found hidden in a truck in a hotel parking lot in Laredo at about 2 a.m. Saturday, caping what investigators portrayed as a 10-day string of violence. Webb County District Attorney Alanez said Saturday that investigators considered this to be a serial killer whose victims were believed to be prostitutes. So, Wow. I'm surprised they even named him, seeing that he was not white. They would use, if he was Muslim, guaranteed they wouldn't be telling you that they wouldn't be saying the name. They would be covering it up. They would be just saying suspect, but I'm surprised that he's Hispanic and they actually said his name. Okay, let's see. The Dalai Lama again says, I knew of sex abuse by Buddhist teachers since 1990s. That's a profound statement. Profound statement. Let's see. If he knew about it, why didn't he say something, though? I don't understand that. The Dalai Lama said Saturday that he has known about sexual abuse by Buddhist teachers since the 1990s and that such allegations are nothing new. The Tibetan spiritual leader, revered by millions of Buddhists around the world, made the admission during a four-day visit to the Netherlands, where he met on Friday with victims of sexual abuse allegedly committed by Buddhist teachers. He was responding, you know, it makes sense because I think Buddhist monks, you know, and Catholic priests, they all have one thing in common. They're not allowed to marry and or have sex. So I think it makes sense. We found refuge in Buddhism with an open mind and heart until we were raped in its name, the victim said in their petition. I already did know these things, nothing new, the Dalai Lama said in response to Dutch public TV NOS late Saturday. 25 years ago, someone mentioned about a problem of sexual allegations at a conference for Western Buddhist teachers in Dharilaza, a hill town in northern India, he added. The Dalai Lama, 83, lives in exile. People who commit sexual abuse don't care about Buddha's teachings. So now that everything has been made public, people may concern about their shame, he said, speaking in English. So, wow, there's a lot going on. Lots going on there, I'll tell you. It's just a shame that these things are going on. It really is. It really and truly is a shame. Let's see what else we have in the news. What else do we have in the news? Denies aliens. Who denies the aliens? Well, we'll find out who denies the aliens. Hold on to your shirt. This one's a scorcher. New Mexico Solar Observatory denies aliens involved in security closure. A New Mexico Solar Observatory this week denied aliens were involved in a security-related closure that began last week and is still in place. I can tell you, it definitely wasn't aliens, a spokeswoman for the National Solar Observatory, part of the Sunspot Solar Observatory Consortium, told Washington Post. It is still unclear what led to the evacuation and closure of the facility, which is typically open to the public. The Post reported that only the director and the assistant have been allowed into the building, and even the security guards have reportedly been kept in the dark. So, who do you trust? Who do you believe? Who do you trust? Who do you believe? Green Book. What's a Green Book? Tops Toronto Film Festival. I'm not reading anything to do with Michael Moore. Screw you, Michael! Have Republicans already handed over Congress? I don't know. Let's see what this story alleges, shall we? What election? Republicans have already handed Congress to Democrats. Okay. We hear a lot of talk about Russians interfering with the 2016 election results, but really, Republicans did the job for them. What if I told you during the 2016 election that Republicans would pass a short-term budget bill funding the government and steal its vice in a way that is absolutely indistinguishable from a bill Democrats would pass? I would say I agree, because a lot of Republicans are just like them. This is why Trump was elected. We were sick of them. Merge Department of Education and Obamacare, massively increasing spending. Yeah, this sounds like a Democrat thing, but it was Republicans. I agree. I don't want to read any more of that. Let's see, what else do we have here? ICE orders immigrants to appear in court, but judges aren't expecting them. Of course not. They don't show up. They don't. Inside North Korea, worst zoo in the world. I don't know if I want to read this. I don't like it if any abuse goes to the animals. Let's see what this is all about. Kim's Animal Kingdom, inside North Korea's worst zoo in the world, neglected tigers gave birth to stillborn cub in front of cheering kids, and turtle swim covered in algae. Oh yeah, this is heartbreaking. It's showing me a baboon smoking cigarettes. Okay, this is heartbreaking. It really is. This is heartbreaking. Oh, this is sad. This is really sad. Yeah, I don't want to read any more of this. Get rid of that story. Sad. Very sad. Italy eyes curbs of newspaper ad revenues, jailed for mocking. Who was jailed for mocking? To Kill a Mockingbird. To Kill a Mockingbird. Venezuelan firemen jailed after donkey video mocking Maduro rights group. Nice. Nice. Like sugar and spice and everything. Nice, 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 nice. Okay. Kellyanne's husband blasts Trump again. I don't care. KFC lover finds raw chicken heart inside a bucket. Kids stuck on roller coaster scream in terror after wheels fall off. Oh my. Please don't be Six Flags, because I like Six Flags. I mean, obviously I want it to be anything. Here we go, another Sun story. Where is this at? Where is this? Gulliver's World, wherever that is. I don't know what Gulliver's World is. But Gulliver's World. The wheels fell off the train, the track, the car. Okay, what do we have here? Loud detonations. Suspicious vehicle drama at Phoenix Airport terminal evacuated. What else do we have? Negative view of both parties, of course. Newspaper Publishers Association honors crazy Maxine Waters. Obama repeatedly stutters and talks about self 79 times at speech. I have to find this. I'm gonna have to play some audio of this. I love it when he stutters like a fool. Let's see if we can play a little bit of this. Let's see.
You know, before I begin, I think it's worth, let me just say, these are friends of mine. I admit I am biased. Friend of mine. I have worked with them. I have seen their courage, my candidacy for president. He had my back even when some of you couldn't pronounce my name. But I've got a broader message.
All right, shut up. That's my message. I it's all about him. He's such a narcissist. Shut your mother flowering mouth. Okay, next. Next. Police fire recruits quizzed about sex lives in application. Why would they do that? You don't ask people about that. Sorry. I was mocking Obama. Don't put me in jail. No. This is America. Biatch. Okay. Post Malone cursed after messing with most haunted object. I don't know. Don't care. President motivates Dems, but he's not their TV ad. Again, I don't care, but shut up. Push to evacuate Saudi Clarice Rattles Kingdom Power Structure. 6 gig, I read about this already. The 6 gig candidate in Connecticut. State Department revokes PLO of Ambassador Family's visa. Stillborn cubs, very sad. In North Korea. Amazon investigates employees leak for data for breaches. Cortez claps back at critics of posh photo shoot. Okay, doctor to the stars. Discipline for using controversial hormone therapy. Mad captain sailing this boat. I'm mad, I'll tell you, mad. Well, why is the captain mad? Let's find out why the captain is mad. I want to know. Don't you want to know? Of course you want to know. We all want to know, a drunken captain, don't we? Paul McCartney talks Trump. We've got a mad captain sailor. This boat we're all on. You look like you could use a facelift because you look like a butterface. Everything but your face is ugly. All ugly. You're ugly. Shut up. Next. Now got here. George Michael's secret album. Vault of songs waiting for release. George Michael, why did that ring a bell? I can't think of any of his songs. My mom used to listen to some of his stuff. What was his song? I can't even think of any right now. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Not important. Don't care. When I saw her face, I'm a believer. Oh, no, that's the Monkees. Never mind. I get all these things mixed up. Don't laugh at me. If you know, you can tell me. There's the number. You know the number. I don't have to give it to you again. The socialist in 3,500 outfits. What is this? What is this? Sound like Cortez, and I was right. It was that Alexandria. Oh, Casio Cortez is slammed for being a hypocrite after wearing a $3,500 outfit to pose for a magazine shoot with New York construction workers. Ocasio-Cortez, 28, donned a $1,990 Gabriella Hart's double-breasted blazer and $890 matching wool pants doing a shoot for Interview magazine. The designer outfit, which was likely chosen by a stylist, was paired with 625 of Manolo Blahnik pumps, bringing the ensemble's grand total to $3,505. A breakdown of the cost of the outfit worn by Ocasio-Cortez was posted by Reddit user. Okay, I don't care. I don't care. I can't pretend to care when I don't really care. I don't care. Do you care? Because I don't. study, danger of a daily aspirin. Is it danger as in a heart, even if it's a low dose of a low dose aspirin? Let's see. Daily aspirins may be harmful. Daily aspirins may be harmful for healthy older adults, new study shows. For decades, a daily dose of aspirin has been widely considered a way to protect healthy people from heart disease and even cancer. But a large new international study finds that even at low doses, okay, that answered my question. How about the baby aspirin? Well, that would be low doses, I guess. Long-term use of aspirin may be harmful without providing benefits for older people who have not already had a heart attack or stroke. The new research reinforces the result from a study published in late August, which found that daily low dose of aspirin was too risky to be prescribed to patients at moderate risk of heart disease. In the August study and the new one, researchers found a significant risk of internal gastric bleeding caused by the medication. So there you go. I have a friend, he takes it all the time, he swears by it. So I don't know, we shall see. Okay, Dems call on Senate to postpone vote. I'm so sick of them. Feinstein urges FBI probe because of so-called Kavanaugh's letter speaks out about her sexual assault. I am not even a little bit curious or care. I thought he might inadvertently kill me. Writer of Confidential Kavanaugh Letter speaks. Of course it's confidential. It's all BS. I'm so freaking sick of these freaking mother flowers. Okay. Looters capitalize on chaos. That's nothing new when it comes to hurricane and natural disasters. People are bad, most of them, and they do these things. Let's see. 45 inches of water, I guess. 650,000 without power. The dog food and wine first grocery store reopens. Huh. The first grocery store to open since the flood of Florence is dog food and wine. Wow. Very interesting. Drone army to swoop in. Oh, for the that's again hurricane related. Fearsome new stage begins as the river swells. Floods of Florence, mudslides, record rain, satellite. It's becoming worse. So, what else do we have in the news today? Let's head on over to the Breitbart Report. Anything good? Dave Brat, abolishing ICE would have exposed Americans to 200 million lethal dose of fentanyl last year. Kavanaugh accuser signed letter fighting Trump border enforcement. I am so sick of the... I couldn't be a politician, honestly. I would lose my cool. You know? I would definitely not be presidential, I'll tell you that. I would cuss them out. The woman accusing President Trump's United States Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of rape attempt when the two were in high school previously signed a letter fighting Trump's zero tolerance policy at the U.S.-Mexico border. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, an open border advocacy Organization letter was written and sent to the Department of Homeland Security. I don't care. She was raped in high school. I'm this close to obscenities right now. You know, I'm very close to it. I'm sick! I'm tired of the obstructionists. Because this is all it is. They don't want us to have a conservative on the Supreme Court, another one, so we can be in an advantage, so that they can interpret the Constitution as written, and not like Sotomayor, whatever the hell her stinking name is. Okay. Got that in my system. Raiders. Marshawn Lynch stays seated, doing the national anthem. Again, I don't care. I'm not watching football anymore. I'm not. Really not. Democrats ask Brett Kavanaugh about sexual harassment as a legal adult. I can't read any. I can't do it. Chuck M. Schumer called for a delay of Kavanaugh confirmation vote to investigate the rape attempt. See, this is all it's about. Oh my God, I can't take it. I really can't. Maxine Waters. Trump has displayed the most deceptible behavior that any human being could do. You are so dumb. Stupid. You're a fool. You're an idiot. You're a racist moron. A putz. A mutt. A moot. Okay. What else do we have? Police woman faked story about Trump-related hate crime. Huh. I hope she go to jail, and I'm not going to say that I wish anything upon her. But I'm not going to say it. That's why God gave us a mind. I can think things in my head. Authorities have arrested and charged a woman in Long Island for making up a story about Trump-related hate crime, police said. Ottawa Lewis, 19, told detectives Friday four teenagers confronted her as she was driving home on September 2nd, yelling Trump 2016 before stating that she did not belong here. Lewis also claimed that she parked her vehicle in the front of her house, then woke up the next morning to find her car tires slashed and a note with the words, "Go home." She's black, by the way. I normally don't point out race, but I just wanted to point that out. She is black. Lewis later admitted to officers she placed the handwritten note on her car, police said. Authorities charged Lewis with one count of making up a false, punishable written statement before releasing her on an appearance ticket. Authorities have received many reports of alleged hate crimes in connection with the 2016 presidential election. That's enough. Let's see, wait. In November 2016, a black man in Massachusetts admitted that he made up a story about two white men threatening to lynch him. See, this is sickening. Sickening. Why would you make stuff like that up? Sickening, sickening, sickening to the core. Unfreaking real. Unreal. GOP Senator Kennedy, Democrats turned SCOTUS hearing into a freak show. Lindsey Graham, I trust Mueller to be honest and fair. Come on, Graham, please. Please. I hope that was sarcasm. Two Border Patrol agents assaulted at the Texas border. CNN's tapper on Trump's Puerto Rico tweet, he seems to think that real victim is him. Armed teen demands sex from woman, flees when concealed permit holders intervenes. Amen. Good, good, good. And you want to get rid of our Second Amendment, Democrat liberal motherflowers, you? I think not. It's my right, damn it, and you're not taking it away from me, you motherflowers. Okay, Manafort knows he gets a better deal if he supports Mueller's narrative. WSG, Trump to issue $200 billion more tariffs on China. Ouch. Ouchy, ouch, ouch. Ouchy, ouch, ouch. That is a bunch of money. Oh boy. Oh boy. You know, that is a lot. It really is. I mean, he's not gonna stop China. He's not bluffing. He's not like Barack Hussein Obama. He means to win this. So go ahead. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens. But I guarantee you, he's not bluffing. He's not bluffing, you know? So, if I were you, China, I would try to strike up a deal. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? You know what I mean, Jelly Bean, Jelly, Jelly, Jelly Bean, Jelly Bean, Jelly, Jelly, Jelly Bean. I'm acting silly. Vacation, the week usually before vacation, I usually get pretty silly because I know it's soon time for vacation. So, let's see what's going on.
Hey, Tipper.
Hey, Al.
Is it warm in here or is it just me?
Oh, it's warm.
Global warming happened so fast.
Global warming, how long will it last?
Global warming, so good for me.
May help you win the presidency.
Summer days hot as a blaze. Go see my movie on a hot summer night.
Hey Al Gore, hey Al Gore, how long will it last? Hey Al Gore, are you full of gas?
Okay, Al Gore is in the news. Let's see. Al Gore, he says, global warming or climate change is to blame for the hurricanes. Let's see. So, Al Gore told attendees at the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco on Friday night that Hurricane Florence hitting the U.S. and Typhoon Manhunt hitting Southeast Asia are likely biblical events. Former Vice President Al Gore is known for making extreme claims about extreme climate change. He famously claimed that last year, that in an interview, that it took me a bit to realize how big the changes have been in the last decade. Okay, you're full of baloney. I can't read these statements with a serious face at all. You fool. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Kavanaugh should not be confirmed before accusation explored. You know how long it's going to take for them to... That's what I mean. It's just a play on to put a stop to the nomination. I'm sick of it. I'm honestly sick of it. I want to just snap because I'm sick of them. I'm sick and tired of them. Joe Biden. Trump uses the White House as a literal bully pulpit. Oh, boy. You know, let's take a break before I snap. Let's take a break, please.
I see trees of green at the North Pole. What about Santa? Where will he go? And I think to myself, what a horrible world. I see seas of blue over Times Square, huge hurricanes, and nobody cares. And I think to myself, what a horrible world. The threat of global warming, so scary to recite. It's coming for your children, and time is flying by. I see friends wringing hands saying, what can we do? That's when I tell them, stop being you, 'cause if we don't do something now, like tear down your homes, we'll suffer more than we've ever known. And I think to myself, what a horrible world. Yes, America, you've made it such a horrible world. Oh,
harmful respect. We gotta stop the foaming of this harmful global warming. Al Gore, he's trying to save the planet. Al Gore, from the carbon dioxide gases. Al Gore, trying to save the birds and the bees. Al Gore, he's looking out for you and me. All 15 can go far. Gotta drive a hybrid car. Hurry up, go recycle. We cannot remain idle.
Al Gore,
he's trying to save the planet. Al Gore, from the carbon dioxide gases. Al Gore, he's trying to save the birds and the bees. Al Gore, he's looking out for you and me.
Welcome back, Political Bomb Show. As I think to myself, what a horrible world. Al Gore, is it that horrible for you? You gotta be a billionaire by now. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Democrats want their pound of Kavanaugh flesh. Well, I'm not reading any more about that. It's all BS. I already gave my 2 cents on that. Not reading anymore. It's all a ploy to delay. A Texas congressional race could be a Democratic template of 2020. Let's see what the template is. What template are we talking about here? The template, let's see. In the 7th congressional district, a victory for Lizzie Fletcher might be an early tremor of political earthquakes. Nationally, the Democratic Party, which gave indispensable assistance, basket of deplorables, to the election of today's president seems intent, impeach,
abolish ICE, impeach, abolish ICE,
free stuff, I'm Spartacus, on a repeat performance. Here, however, in the 7th Congressional District, in what might turn out to be the year's most indestructive House race, Democrats seem serious about winning. And if they do, with Lizzie Fletcher, they will have a template for 2020 nationally. Well, well, well. One of her handouts inexplicably describes her as a fierce advocate, as though Americans are experiencing a fairness. Oh, I'm so tired of this story. I don't even want to read anymore. In New York and then in Massachusetts, two-term House incumbent, both males, have been defeated in primaries by females. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. What else do we have in the news? Anything good? Hurricane Florence is in the news. We know about Hurricane Florence. Let's see. Anything else? Let's keep on going down the road. Senator Grassley and Graham on Kavanaugh's nomination now. The confirmation battle over the Kavanaugh nomination might well come down to what Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Mikorski make of the allegation of sexual assault lodged against the nominee 36 years after the fact. However, the reaction of the leading GOP members of the judicial, I'm so sick of them, man. I'm sick of them. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Of the judicial committee, Charles Grassley and Lindsey Graham are certainly worth nothing. I found that Graham's statement particularly interesting. I'm not reading any more of that. No. Thinking about liberal presumptions. The presumption of liberalism, which is a mental disorder, that they have absolute truth and perfect justice on their side, that theirs is the side of history, makes liberals intentionally lazy and unable to think seriously. Now for the evidence. Start with a sympathetic liberal witness. Yep, that's how it goes. And so it goes on and 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 on. Bob Mendez, political fight for survival in New Jersey. Trump finally makes a friend. Who did Trump make a friend with? You have to log on to read the story. I'm not going to log on because I don't want to read the story. Okay. I don't care. It's probably Real Clear Politics. If you subscribe to them, that's where the story is from. But I'm not logging in. I'm not signing up anything. Okay, let's see here. Ending the Palestine exception. The Palestinian exception involves giving the Palestinians and their supporters a pass for actions that would otherwise be illegal. simply because they are Palestinians and pro-Palestinian activists. Why black voters are turning to Trump? Let's see. Well, I've been turned. I liked what I saw, and come on. Okay, here we go. This is still Real Clear Politics, but there's a drop-down menu that says read full article. So let's read the full article. It says here, well, they're showing a picture of a black man. He's holding up, it looks like a thumbs up, you know, like when you like a story or whatever. I mean, when you like a Facebook thing. But the thumbs up, it's an American flag. It's painted an American flag and says, Trump, make America great again. And then he's wearing the Make America Great hat again. It says, the growing positive attitude of black voters towards President Trump is a wild card in the coming midterm elections. It is real and it is expanding. Polls are showing anywhere from 20% to 36% of blacks approve of President Trump. The Democrats even may have lost 11% of black women. The cracks in the black Democrat bloc voting are one of the most consequential results of Barack insane Obama presidency and the phenomenal effectiveness of President Trump's pro-business policies. This could be a historic turning point. Trump's economic policies have improved the lives of black Americans.
Let's start it over.
Trump's economic policies have improved the lives of black Americans. Trump's economic policies have improved the lives of black Americans. Trump's, okay, I'm repeating it because I want you to hear it. Just as he promised they would during the election. Unlike Barack insane Obama's media hype, Trump's progress is a real and as solid as a building. Build the wall. Every time they send me a survey, I tell them to build a wall. Black unemployment continues to fall. Black unemployment continues to fall. Good manufacturing jobs are coming back. Paychecks are rising too. Mine's risen too, but mine's is from, wow, I told you about my 18 to 20 hour days. It's just killing. It did go down last week, but I still clocked in for the week 65 hours. So that's I was used to do between 10 and 12. So do the math. That's crazy. The roots of this political watershed in the black community are more complex than job figures and will last beyond Trump's tenure. I hope so. I hope it's time for us to wake up and smell the coffee and know that Democrats was just holding us back. Democrats, they just wanted to keep us down. That's why they wanted us to be in all these government programs. They want us to be dependent on them. You understand? Dependent. Okay. I had to get that out of my system. I really did have to get that out of my system. UN chief sees the U.S. in decline under Trump. The UN, you're such a motherflower. Why are pro-life ads marked as offensive on Twitter? Good question. Very good question indeed. I'm guessing again that is a rhetorical question that we already know the answer to. Is Donald Trump a fascist? No, Barack Obama is. Next. Google's day of reckoning is finally at hand. This sounds like good news. Let's see what's going on here. Because Google, you suck, 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 suck. Just as much as sucky, 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 sucky. If you don't have a... Whoa. Hold the phone. I forgot to mention why I was so happy over the weekend. I know, there's many Android phone lovers out there. So you're not going to be happy. But September 12th, as we know, Apple always unveil new things are coming. And I'm always up on it. My friend and I, Chris, we always seem to be getting... We love that stuff. If I forget about it, he'll tell me. If he forgets, I'll tell him. And we talk about what we saw. And we're really, you know, we're really gung-ho on it. And so we're both in the, you know, the Apple Forever program or whatever. And so we both had the iPhone 10. And so we watched that conference and we both looked at each other and said, iPhone XS Max. That is the one that we must get our grubby fingers on. It's amazing. I don't know if you saw that. Any Apple fans out there? I'm just curious. Amazing. We were holding up on the Apple Watch. We have the Series 1 and we've been holding up. We didn't bite on 2 or 3, but the fourth one? Oh yeah, we're biting. So I shall be getting that as well. Obviously, I started off with the phone. I couldn't get both of them at the same time. I have a vacation coming up next weekend. I planned a whole bunch of things. And so, yeah, I wasn't able to get two of them. So, of course, obviously, I started off with the phone. So I am very excited about that. All right, now let's get back to the story. If you don't have a seat at the table, you're probably on the menu. And if you have a seat but don't sit in it, you may be in just as much trouble. That's the lesson Google may have learned when legislators, dissatisfied with the company's offer to send its lawyer instead of a top executive congressional hearings last week, theoretically answered by installing an empty chair instead. So, yep, that's what they did. That is what they did, and did is what they do, and DDDDD. The FDA's assault on vaping is a gift to big tobacco. This pisses me off. I'm a vapor, and this pisses me off. Freaking mother flowing FDA's pissing me off. You really are. Let's see. Tobacco stock surges Wednesday on news that Food and Drug Administration could ban all e-cigarette flavors and bring forward product application. I don't like this at all. This would kill. I mean, I used to belong to, I used to subscribe to Sample Box, where I used to get 6 bottles of juice a day. I mean, a month. And I did stock up on a lot of juices. The only thing, though, is the juices I stocked up on, they're high in nicotine. And I only liked like the 3 milligram ones now. So let's read this story. This is gonna determine if I need to buy some juices and buy them now, like right in the, if I need to buy them right after the show or even in between commercial break. This story will determine if I need to do that. Let's see. So they want to ban all e-cigarette flavors and bring forward product application deadline set to bankrupt most of the industry. Following months of intense but mostly reports of vaping sweeping high schools, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, whatever the hell his name is, has given Americans' top 5 e-cigarette manufacturers 60 days to come up with a plan to tackle the alleged scourge of teen vaping. If freaking teenagers, you people, if you teenagers make me lose my right to vape, I will be very angry. Okay, come up with 60 days, that's 2 months. And if these plans prove unsatisfactory, the FDA could remove all flavored e-cigarettes from the market and bring forward a deadline for costly product applications currently set for 2022. So I have at least 2 months. I'm gonna stock up on some juices because, yeah, this is bad. The magnitude of the FDA's threat cannot be overstated. A ban on flavors would be a near death blow to the e-cigarette industry. They will be. Because if you don't have any flavors, what the hell are you going to vape? And severely weaken the appeal of vaping as a safer alternative to smoking. But an even more insidious consequence of the threat is to give a massive advantage to the makers of traditional cigarettes. I don't understand. Why is the freaking FDA not banning cigarettes? They're more poison. I want to cuss so bad. I want to freaking cuss so freaking bad, mother flowing asshole. E-cigarettes are a direct challenge to the conventional cigarettes. You know, it sounds like Big Lobby cigarette to me. That's what it sounds like. So I can't read any more of this because my emotions are getting the best of me. I can't read any more of this freaking story. I can't. Let's close this out. Close this story out. Because I can't deal with this. You have kids, they smoke cigarettes. I don't hear you banning big cigarette, freaking assholes. Okay, don't ignore market's role in 2008 meltdown. I don't care. Trump is half right about Puerto Rico death. Cruz Oroki increasingly looks like Alan Webb. I don't care why Obama is great for Republicans. I do care. Let's see. Hashtag take it back. That's what Obama's holding up. Take it back. Take it back. I. That's all he said. Barack Hussein is great for Republicans, and he may just block the blue wave. Barack Hussein is the best president Republicans have ever had. In his 8 years of office, the 44th president helped deliver to the GOP in no particular order the U.S. Senate, the U.S. House, and 9 governorships, and roughly 900 seats. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to read any more of that. Mueller is winning against Trump. Truth about Sam Mueller probe will eventually come out. Okay, yeah, I had enough news. When I come back, let's talk vacation, baby! Woo!
Cabs melting down from the fumes from the cars on the street. Move up the road, there's a show in your town with the man that George Bush barely beat. Almost president, known for hugging trees. Got bad news. He's telling you and me to save Mother Earth with Al Gore's traveling global warming show. Do it for babies, cause when they're old ladies, there won't be no snow. The scientists know, this bar graph says so. Trying to warn
warns you.
This is a problem.
Get a clue, yeah.
That our country,
don't let Exxon fool you,
must solve.
It behooves you.
We need to come to grips.
Get a big cop fool, yeah.
And get a handle on.
Hallelujah.
Or my Oscar,
I'll go hallelujah,
will soon be underwater.
Take my hand, Al Gore. Will you lead the way? Show them all what for. On election day.
Welcome back to Political Bomb Show. Rayshawn Blyden, 323-835-1123. PoliticalBombShow.cf. Vacations. Do you like to take a vacation? And if you do, where do you go? I know there are some people, they're workaholics, and they don't like to take vacations. If they take a vacation, they feel useless, and they just want to keep going and going. I've heard of people that worked and worked and worked all their lives, and when they retired, they died months later because they wanted to keep on working, and so it's not for everyone, but some people like to go. When they go on vacation, they like to go on long cruises to like the Caribbean or a world cruise, or some people, you know, they like to go to the city or to a casino type area, Nevada, you know, or to Amsterdam, where before weed wasn't legalized here. They'd go there because they were so much of a pothead, you know, different things. I like a combination of things. I like the wildlife, or living in a cabin, going on, you know, like for instance, when was it, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I went to Ossipee, New Hampshire, and lived in the cabin for a week with a private beach there. It was amazing. I felt so much at peace, and so that was a vacation for me. And I also like to go and take in some culture, like classical music, classical orchestras, live plays, stuff like that. It soothes the mind. It really soothes the mind. So I'll be doing a combination of those things. Deep sea fishing as well. So I'll be doing a combination of those things this time around. And I may or may not do my podcast. I'm not sure yet. Or I may do some best of shows just to have them there. I might go that route. We'll see. I haven't decided yet. Unless something really important happens, then I'll have to do something. But that's just the way I feel about vacations, you know? So, what about amusement parks and what else? Outdoor activities, like, I don't know, like, what do you call it, ATVs and going hunting. Is that something you like to do when you go on vacation? I don't know. Vacations definitely do help you, though, because I find with me, I need to regenerate my battery, for lack of better words. And if I keep going and going and going, I'm just going to be stressed out. So I'm definitely gonna, and also my body is beat up from the type of physical work that I do, so vacation is definitely warranted and needed. And I'm going to try something new. I've done massages in the past, but I'm trying something that's called, I can't remember the name, reflectology, or I can't remember, but it's some type of massage where they concentrate on wounded areas and sorts. So I'm going to do a 90-minute session of that, so I can't wait for that. I'm excited for that. Hopefully it works. I looked at some videos, footage of how it was done. So I'm hoping that it's going to work for me. But like anything else, I don't think just one session is going to do it. If I really like it, I'll keep booking, like, I don't know, once a month maybe, just to keep it going if I feel like it's going to help. So we'll see. I was going to do a chiropractor, but I want to try this method. I've also done acupuncture in the past. Very, very good. So we'll see which method I'll try to do monthly, once, at least once a month, to keep myself aligned, because the physical labor is just wearing on my body, and it's why vacations are needed. So I don't know about how you feel about the vacations, but vacations can be stressful as well, especially if it's a traveling vacation and you're going like far, far away, and you gotta travel and on an airplane. That can be stressful, dealing with the TSA and all that, all the jazz that goes on there at the airport. So, and then you're in a strange place, and sometimes some people don't sleep that great if they're in a strange place. It doesn't feel the same. So how does it affect you? That's what I want to know. You tell me. 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. You know, and you have some people out there, they have what you call a working vacation. Yeah, I'm not doing a working vacation. I am definitely not doing a working vacation. In fact, my phone is probably going to be on Do Not Disturb, because for some stupid reason, we have group chats using our personal phones, and I'm not going to have work chats bothering me while I'm on vacation. It's just not going to happen. I refuse to let them ruin my vacation. So, yeah, my phone, I asked them, I said, take me out of this group chat. If anyone who owns an iPhone can tell me how to stop it, because I stopped it. Yes, I did. Okay, so I took off where it says group chats, but if an individual, that number that I have in my contact is in the group chat and he responds or she responds to something, I get their individual responses. It still drives me crazy. So the only way I know how to combat that is to just put my phone on Do Not Disturb and or block everyone. And so I'm probably going to end up just doing a Do Not Disturb. I can't deal with it. I don't know why I practically beg, start a new text group and keep me out of it so I don't have to do this. It's so damn annoying. I mean, it's really just annoying. I don't really want to get into it, but so I'm gonna definitely be taking a well-needed vacation. Well-needed, because I'm tired. They're just overloading us, and it's insane. And so I'm taking a vacation. That's just that. I am taking a well-needed vacation. So tell me, ladies and gentlemen, do you take vacations? Where do you go? What do you do? Do you feel stressed out? Do you take a vacation from your family? That's another thing. Because I'm single, so I don't have to worry about that. But let's say you're married with wife and children. Do you take a vacation from them by yourself? I don't think you'd be allowed to. I don't think they're going to let you take a vacation by yourself. But do you want to or feel like you need to take a vacation from your family and just stay away by yourself? Or do you have a man cave, as they call it? Like, you set up the basement where you get away from everyone? Do you have one of those? Because that's definitely, it's something that's needed, where you could just go in your own environment and just, you know, be yourself, be a man in playing English and do manly things. So I'm definitely looking forward to the first vacation of the year. It's still nice and warm out. It's not cold. So definitely looking forward to vacation this year. I'm not gonna be going too far. I'm gonna travel. Yes, I'm gonna be driving a lot, basically, in the surrounding areas like Boston and New Hampshire and Connecticut and so on. I'm gonna be traveling in the surrounding area, doing my thing. So I would like to know how you feel about vacationing. It's a very necessary thing. Although I kind of fibbed there as far as when I said I've never taken a working vacation, because when I did music, when I used to do music and I would film my music videos myself, my vacation would be the only time that I could actually get to record and get all the footage I need, and it would take the whole entire week. Because I don't know if you ever shot a music video, but it's not easy. You gotta shoot at multiple locations. You gotta pay people to be in the video. You got deadlines to meet. You gotta edit all the stuff. It was definitely a working vacation. Now, it's quite satisfying, but still, nonetheless, it was a working vacation. And when I went back to work, obviously I was still tired because I didn't actually take a vacation. So God, I'm not doing music anymore. Although my friend Gio, you should get back to the music. Don't retire. It's too late, Gio. I'm done. So now that I'm not doing that, the vacations can be a lot more of a vacation of a rest. So, which is why I'm not going to have anything work-related bothering me. Hence, group text. I'm not going to have that. I'm hoping, I doubt it, but with the new iPhone XS Max, that's another thing. I was supposed to get it September 21st when it first comes out, but there's no guarantee with this stupid job that I'd be able to go and pick the damn phone up, so I had to opt to having it sent to me, which delayed it a month, October 9th, I believe, or something like that. So what can I do? There's nothing I can do about it. I'm stuck. But it gives me, it made me, I bought so many accessories. I went like insane with the accessories. I bought, no kidding, because like when I go to to sophisticated places or elegant or formal places, I like to have a nice case. So with this phone that I have now, the iPhone 10, I have like a nice leather, elegant looking luxury case. And so I had to buy one of those for the XS Max, which I did. And then I bought auto box, whatever you call it. And I got like a one that's just shockproof. I got like five cases in all. I got like five different template glass just to have it in case something happened to this one. What else? I don't know. Some other stuff I got. The only thing I didn't get, because I don't like the white color, is the wireless headphones. I want them, but I don't want them in white. So in white is $159, but to get them custom, it's gonna be like probably $300, I think it is. So that's gonna be pretty, really my only choice. I asked Apple, I called them, but the store said they don't know anything in advance, so they don't know. Because I asked them if the Apple is gonna come up with any other color. I don't think so, because they've been with the white headphones even before wireless, and I think it's a trend that they're just gonna keep it that way. And so that's unfortunate. So I'm going to have to end up spending more money just so I can get a black pair. Because I like the black headphones because they don't get dirty. And they look better to me. So that's what I'm going to end up doing. So I don't have any choice in the matter. That's how it's going to be. The heat is on. I don't even want to think or smell politics. That's another reason why I'm probably going to do a lot of best of shows and just do a lot of pre-recorded shows I'm probably going to do and not even talk politics. I'll see. And maybe, I think I'm going to have to end up doing that. And because I don't want to, because politics is also very stressful just thinking about it. And so I want to take a vacation from politics as well. So October 5th, Venom, definitely there. I'm all over that. It's looking a lot better than the first trailer I've seen. The first trailer, I'll be honest, I wasn't that keen on seeing it, but the trailers are, as of late, it's looking nice, so I'm all over that. I don't even know if there's any movies coming out the next week that I want to see. I gotta look into it, but we'll see. But anyway, I'm here with you today, and I'll be with you tomorrow. Hopefully, we shall see. Until then, I thank you again for your listenership, and thanks for spending a few minutes with me. Have yourself a lovely Monday, if you can, because we know how Mondays go. And take care.
Political corruption fills the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bombs. Political bombs, so come on people, let's go. Political bombs, so come on people, let's go.